From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. An officer at a state juvenile detention center is facing federal charges after a 17-year-old boy in a beating by other inmates was encouraged by that officer. An indictment unsealed today accuses Antoine Leonard Johnson of conspiracy and deprivation of the teenager's rights under color of law. The indictment claims Johnson used a bounty system and rewards so inmates at the Miami-Dade Regional Juvenile Detention Center would use violence to punish bad behavior by other inmates. The 17-year-old boy who died was assaulted by other juveniles in August of 2015 because of unspecified statements and behavior. Federal prosecutors are expected to announce today if they will seek the death penalty for the man accused of fatally shooting five people and wounding six at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport last year. Esteban Santiago has pleaded not guilty to a 22-count indictment in the mass shooting. 10 of those charges carry a potential death sentence or life in federal prison. The state will start considering candidates' qualification for circuit judgeships this week. In all, 251 candidates for circuit judgeship have filed with the state. Most incumbents are running unopposed, and 13 judges on district courts of appeals are seeking additional terms. Qualifying for judicial races runs today to noon on Friday. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez. Now back to Andy.